Indire, Independent Radio Exchange Network, Radio Show, co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Radio Show.
Welcome to the 124th edition of Indire, a show which connects different independent radios across European Union. This edition is broadcasted by Radio Phoenix at Caen in France. I'm Annaëlle, the host of this edition. Today I'm going to take you to meet some local artists. The region Normandy is full of surprises and brims with lots of diverse talents. Rap, indie rock, R&B, electro house. Together we are going to spotlight some of these few talents like the DJ Esperanes, the rapper Liprod. But first, let's start with a young singer. Her name is Maem and she's actually working on her first EP. Hi Maem.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine and you?
Maem, as I just said before, you are a young singer. You are 25 years old. You evolve in a R&B style. How did the music enter in your life?
Music enter in my life in different way, but I think the first is when I watched TV in front of the television. I watched Disney, musical comedy, a clip of artists.
Who were the artists you used to listen when you were younger?
I think the first one was Vita, Christina Aguilera, Whitney Houston, Pussycat Dolls, Beyoncé, Miley Cyrus, Demi Lovato, Pink also.
Lots of girls.
Yes. Corneille, tout.
Okay, Corneille is a French singer who is not a girl.
Yes.
On your social media, you're used to cover your favorite songs. You cover several French rappers as Nemir, Jade, Nekfeu. Have you ever felt a frustration like, oh, he or she writes exactly what I feel, what I would like to exprime? How could I write better now?
Yes, it's so true. That's the definition of my life.
If you could have written one very popular song, which one would it be?
Run to You, the Whitney Houston, of Whitney Houston.
Okay.
I love this song. She talk about paradox. She talk about the paradox of being an independent woman and the vulnerability of love.
That's something you explore too.
Yes.
In your music, you have a real blue flower side, a distinction we can also find in the 2000s R&B songs. Can you say that your lyrics can be a little be inspired by all that you listened to, watched, read when you were a child and a teenager?
Yes. Yes, I do. I born in 99, so it's my generation. And I grew up with this style, with the R&B.
Maem, we are now going to listen to one of your songs. It's Sans Retour. Can you say a few words about this single? What Sans Retour means?
Okay, Sans Retour means no turning back, moving on. It talk about a toxic relationship when we realize that the situation is not good.
Et au courant de l'oubli, du mépris, de la jalousie, des non-dits.
Listening to Sans Retour by Maëm. Maëm is a French artist from Caen and she is still with us in Indire. Maëm, as I just said, you live in Caen. In this city, you have an entourage who supports you in your musical career. Indeed, you are supported by Get In Records. Louise, who is the co-founder of this label, is also your manager. How did you meet her?
Louise is my manager, but she's also my friend. I met her after high school, thanks to mutual friend. And at first, I was a little bit shy with music, so I did it quietly. I didn't talk too much, and it was my bubble of peace. Then after, she makes me confident. She makes me believe in me, and I follow her. And now we have a mutual project, and that's really good.
And you're not the only artist in Get In Records?
Yes. The other are Barlemby. He do chata, dancehall music, and he has Docme. Doc May would rap, urban music.
So you talk about Louise, Doc May, Barlemby. How do you work together precisely?
So I work a lot first with Barlemby. He composed my song. So we work together. We hear music. There is different process. So it can be I came with my text and we work on music after, or we work together in a music, then after I wrote my song. And it's a really good moment with him. It's very important. It takes a lot of part in my creativity.
Why is it fundamental for an emergent artist like you to have a professional entourage?
Because there is so much to know, to do. To organize, and it's also morally. I think it's important to share with together, and I think love is everything. So share and support everyone. It's very important, I think.
Do you think Caen is a city where it is easy to create relationships between artists?
Yes, it's a safe place. To me, it's a safe place. Anyone who is curious, motivated, who loves what he does, can make relationship. And yes, it's very a good vibes.
If you have to quote one artist that you love in Caen.
I love everyone. But if I have to choose... I would like to say Barlemby. he's so talented first. He's so curious. So it's a model for me. I have a lot of admiration for his heart, but also the person he is. So it's Barlem.
Would you like to listen to one song of Barlem right now?
Yes.
Okay, you have the choice.
I would like to listen That's Love in featuring with Eman.
Okay, let's go. It's Barlem B in Indira.
Got that sauce. Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, 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 yeah.
It was Barlem B and we are still with Maem. Maem, actually, you have 3 songs on streaming platforms. Are you working on new songs? Do you have an EP or album project coming?
Yes, an EP project. I work a lot in different songs, so I... yes, it's coming soon.
Okay, can you tell us more about this project?
This project talks about my emotion. Talk about a step in my life, talk about my family too, my friend, introspection. I think it's my entire world.
Okay, so you keep on exploring your blue flower side through your music.
Yes, 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 yes.
When this project will be available for the pleasure of our ears?
I don't have an officially date. I have songs, but... there is a lot of things to prepare, and I don't want to do so
too quick.
too quickly. Yes.
And I guess Louise is here to help you to build a real strategy.
Yes.
So, ma'am, to finish, in which European capital do you dream to perform on stage?
I think the first I want to do, because I didn't do yet, is Paris, the Olympia, with the red words.
Your dream is to see ma'am writing yes. the red popular letters of l'Olympia.
Yes.
Okay. It will happen, for sure. Thank you, ma'am, for this discussion. Have you got a word for our international listener?
Thank you for having me. And I would like to thank every listener for time and attention. And I'm very grateful. I think the younger ma'am is very proud right now.
Where can we follow you on the Instagram or social media?
Oh, Instagram, it's Maem Music.
M-A-E-M, Maem Music. Thank you a lot, Maem, and
Thank
have a
you.
Good day.
You too.
It was Lonely by Maem, a French artist from Caen. As you start to see, Caen is a city full of young artists. One of them is actually flying high thanks to a popular TV talent show called Nouvelle École. For the one is a finalist. His name is J.E.R. He released an EP called Des Oiseaux 3 months ago. But today, I propose you to discover his last single. This is Jeune Malagasy by J.E.R. now in Indire.
Yeah. Jeune Malagas gothique chelou, toujours assis sur le même banc. K-pop dans le casque, les gens passent entendre le son fort comme dans mes tympans. Un peu plus proche des gens aux bras scarifiés que des gens populaires du bahut, cœur de meilleure qualité. Ça faisait BSO, berçant Sergi, toujours dans le même train. Au lycée, juste au cas où mon collègue m'offre un coup de poing américain. Juste au cas où un jour quelqu'un capte que je balance des sons sur FB, me fait rapper dans le couloir, les gens se rament des restes bouche bée. C'est qui ce chelou, c'est qui ce beau? Je crois c'est le gars qui sourit jamais dans le bus, rien que ça guette mal les gens. Il a une pote qui pleure sans arrêt, toujours assis sur le même banc. Dubstep dans le casque, les gens entendent comme dans ses tympans. Jeune Malagas gothique chelou, toujours assis sur le même banc. K-pop dans le casque, les gens entendent comme dans mes tympans. Jeune Malagas gothique chelou, toujours assis sur le même banc. K-pop dans le casque, les gens entendent comme dans mes tympans.
Jeune.
Les années se mélangent dans mon esprit, j'ai pas le temps de respirer. Je regarde tout d'un œil nostalgique comme si j'avais terminé. Mais c'est jamais terminé.
jeune Malagas globe trotteur, jeune zinzin, jeune shooter, fils de génie, fils de cœur brillant, voile mon dans toute sa splendeur. À l'école, je voyais des que trucs, les gens ne pouvaient pas comprendre. Des dragons, des formes infinies dans les murs, j'étais flat concentré, toujours, toujours amoureux, jamais dans l'initiative. Pour moi, la vie, c'était
une hallucination collective.
Sous perfusion de Midnight Club, de pétition ou Budokai, plutôt calme. Tant que j'ai mes refs, ma famille, je m'en fous de la terre, je peux vivre autre part. Que les crânes rasés, des gros bras, des motos, des visages qui font taire. Après minuit, si t'as pas un coup, ce buveur dit nano, tu finiras 6 pieds sous terre. Toujours assis sur le même banc, K-pop dans le casque, les gens entendent comme dans mes tympans. Jeune Malagas gothique chelou, toujours assis sur le même banc. K-pop dans le casque, les gens entendent comme dans mes tympans.
Jeune.
Les années se mélangent dans mon esprit, j'ai pas le temps de respirer. Je regarde tout d'un œil nostalgique comme si j'avais terminé. Mais c'est jamais terminé. Mais c'est jamais terminé.
You are listening Indire, and today it's Radio Phoenix in France, which makes you discover some talented artists from the region Normandy. Azmaem NJUR, Liprod is a young artist from Caen. He is a rapper who is inspired by new music waves. He released an EP called Parasomnie. He works with Skoda, a French compositor. Hi Liprod, how are you?
Hello, I'm fine, and you?
Very fine. First, can you explain the meaning of Parasomnie, which is the title of your first EP?
So, Parasomnie means sleeping disorders, like sleep paralysis or insomnia or sleepwalking, is all the troubles that links with the sleeping.
Why did you choose the title for your first EP?
Because I think we are a lot of people that have sleeping disorders, especially me and Skoda, so that's why we chose this name.
For the creation of this EP, you worked with the beatmaker Skoda, who doesn't live in the same region. How both did you meet?
It's kind of a fun story. We met at a friend's party. I first met Kilian, a guitarist that was with me on stage, and he bring me to Skoda, and then we talk about music and what we like, and then we plugged in. That's how we met.
To describe your EP, Skoda and you say that it is a project which explores uncharted zones from French music. However, who are the artists who inspired you? Did you have common influences, you and Skoda?
Yes, yeah, we love Don Toliver, which dropped an album recently. It's Hearthstone Psycho. It's very good. I recommend you if you haven't listened to it. We love uncharted zones. I especially love US rap. I think they explore a bit further in the music than we actually do in the mainstream in France. So that's why I like it. And
Which word could describe your music style?
It's fun. It's a funny question because lately I've been programmed on the festival, and they wrote paranormal rap, and I was like, okay, why not? But I don't have a lot of words to describe my music. I just say that I like to do the things I like, the things I want to hear, and the things that give me goosebumps, you know. So there's no word to describe music, I guess.
Do you remember when music became more than a passion and started to be a real activity in your life?
Yeah, it was the time when I performed in front of 1,000 people at Dionde. I was like, okay, that's something, like, that's big.
And Les Ondes is a local festival for students in Caen?
Yes, absolutely, yes. And it was very great.
Okay, so it's an important moment for you and your musical career.
Yes, and also for all my team. Like, it was very big. Like, I never done something like this before. So, and it was my first performance. So I was like, okay, first time making money with music. Let's go.
Did you start the music by writing lyrics or learning an instrument?
I first learned the guitar for like 7 or 8 years. Then I started to create with playing guitar, like covering some music with the guitar and the voice. And then I learned that I could do whatever I want on the computer. And I was like, Okay, that's cool. That's cool. And then on and on, I finished by doing all my music on my computer.
Okay, because on computer you have musical softwares.
Yes.
And it's your things.
Yes.
Definitely. To discover your universe concretely, I propose to listen to one of your tracks, which appears on Parasomni. It's Monde en Noir. Can you say a few words about this song?
Yes, Monde en Noir, it means a world in black, but this is the literal traduction. But in English, it's more the world in dark, because it's about how you see the world around you. And the message is about saying, okay, sometimes it's happened to see the world in dark, but it's all right, it's gonna be fine.
Thank you, Liprod. It's Monde en Noir right now in Indire.
Ça arrive d'imaginer tout en noir. Ça arrive, c'est normal de perdre espoir. Je me sens seul quand je marche tout seul dans le noir. J'ai encore le seum des parties sans dire au revoir. Je suis dans le noir.
It was Monde en Noir by Liprod. In this song, Liprod, you relativize your intrusive and bad thoughts. This last time, we heard a lot about the question of mental health. Do you think it is essential to talk about this subject also, and above all, in the music industry, and why?
Of course, it's a very important subject. Like, we all depend about the mental health, even those with extra discipline, like... It's always a question about how are you gonna struggle with your head. Like, it's you against you, and this is all about mental health. Like, if you are not in place in your head, you cannot fight against you. Like, the you that is saying, I want to stay in my couch, I'm too tired, I don't want to wake up. You have to be able to fight with him And so that's why you need to be in good mental health, I guess.
Do you want to convey specific messages through your music, or do you only consider music as a way to express yourself and your feelings?
Yes and yes. for me, it's kind of both. Like, it's a way to say things you have on your heart. It's also ways to talk to people, to convey messages like peace or fight racism or I don't know, anything. It's just a way to talk. It's like talking. In fact, you can convey messages or express your feelings. It's like...
So, Liprod, you are supported by Zalem Records label. This is a local label and you are the first artist supported by it. Can you say a few words about this very young structure?
Yes, shout out to all my Zalem boys and girls. The people which I am working with at Zalem, they are the most determined people I've ever met. And I'm so happy to be able to work with them because they bring a lot to what I'm trying to build. And I think they are just like me. Like, they like to work on projects, they have ambitions, and that's just the people I want to work with. So that's...
What do you think about Caen? Is it a creative city? Are you happy to evolve as an artist in this city? Or do you dream about new reasons?
I am actually very happy to live in Caen, and because it's a moving city with plenty of opportunity. So it's very nice, I think, to have started in the city. There is also a lot of rappers and producers, so that's great. But I think I will have to move, I don't know, like somewhere like Paris or maybe even further, I don't know. This belongs to future.
Okay.
I don't know.
You feel in intuition.
Yes.
Can you quote an artist that you love from Caen?
I like what Redhead is doing. It's kind of new, and he's the only one to do it in Caen. And yeah, we talk about sometimes. He's a friend also. So.
Déjà que j'écris des tonnes de textes. Chérie, arrête un peu de me prendre la tête. Encore un jour de plus, non, je peux pas finir tout seul sur la main. Pourquoi il passe pas du snow dans la boîte? Je me sens pas d'humeur à faire la fête. Ce soir encore, je sors pas chez moi. Nanana, je vais te gratter toute la night. Comment tu crois que je suis devenu meilleur que toi?
You realized your first live show recently, as you said before, and yeah. You were absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
What is your relation with the live experience, the stage, and above all, the public?
First of all, thank you. And my relation to live is being able to let go. When I'm on stage, I have a second me taking the lead and saying, come on. Let's go, give everything. It doesn't matter. I'm here for the people that came to see the show. Forget about what they live in the moment. I'm here to make them travel somewhere that doesn't exist in normal life. That's how I feel when I'm on stage.
And can you describe your stage appearance? Why is it important for you to have a recognized style? And which energy do you want to share with your clothes and your style?
I think the style on stage is important because when you have an unusual outfit, like, the people are more likely to let go. That's why I like to be dressed like this.
Mm. Liprod, what's next? Do you work on another project?
Yes, of course, but I can say nothing about it.
Ah, secrets?
yes, for now it's secret.
So we have to wait, but your EP Parasomni is available on all platforms.
Yes.
And you can stream everywhere. Do you keep on working with Skoda, or do you want to try another style for your future projects?
Both of of them. I keep working with Skoda because it's a friend, and what we do together is very good. But I also want to explore more of everything. Like, I don't want to stick to something that work and just keep doing business, you know. I want to do art. So if you want to do art, you have to get out of your comfort zone. So yeah, both.
In which European capital do you dream to perform on stage?
I would like to perform in London.
And why London?
Because I love English. Because in London, it was the first time I saw Travis and Playboi Carti, which are two of the artists that influences the most my music. I think it would be a great tribute to them to perform in London.
Thank you very much, Liphod. And can we follow you on the social media?
Yes, yes. At Liphod. That's all.
Thank you very much. And see you.
Thank you.
Thanks to Liphod for this interview. Before going to explore electronic music side of Caen with Esperanès, let's rock. And let's rock with Blank, who is a post-punk artist. Her first EP, Inconsistent People, dragged her to several stages and music platforms for emergent artists this last month. Blank will surprise you, to say the least. Listen to her track, Good For You. It was Good For You by Blank.
Indire, Independent Radio Exchange Network.
We talked a lot about rap and R&B in the first part of this broadcast with Mayhem and Liprod, but Caen is also a pop rock city. Samba de la Muerte is a band who makes Caen shine in the national level. Listen to Samba de la Muerte and his track Memory. Was Memory by Samba de la Muerte. Okay, so rock, indie rock, R&B, rap, but Caen is definitely an electronic music city. In 1999, the Nordic Impact Festival arises in Caen and brings life to all a generation of electronic compositors. Today we meet one of them, Esperenes. Hello and welcome in Indire.
Hello, thank you.
Esperenes, what looked like the way to grow up in Caen? How was the student life? Did you often go to parties, clubs, festivals?
La vie étudiante à Caen, c'était plutôt cool. J'ai eu la chance d'aller à la fac, donc forcément.
Student life in Caen was pretty cool. I had luck to go to the college. Après, it was fun. Now I'm here with many projects.
Plein de projets qui sont arrivés.
What is your first memory of electro music?
Mon premier lien avec la musique électronique, c'était grâce à un ami du coup que j'avais rencontré avant d'aller à la fac et que j'ai re-rencontré.
I went to Lycoen with my friend. It was the only techno club in Caen. I discovered Reto in here.
Et j'avais découvert un artiste là-bas et tout cet univers en fait, tous les gens, en fait, tous mes amis que j'ai aujourd'hui, en fait, je les ai rencontrés à partir de ce moment-là.
Did the fact to live in a city which is known for its popular festival had an impact of your music career?
Bah oui et non. En fait, c'est-à-dire que ça a pu aider du sens où, quand j'ai découvert Nordic Impact et que j'y suis allé.
I can't really say yes or no. Nordic Impact helped me to see that the electro scene was growing. I said to me, why not?
Je me suis dit, pourquoi pas moi, en fait?
When did you start to practice DJs and music softwares?
Bah en fait, déjà, il y a deux différences. Il y a les logiciels de DJing et les logiciels du coup de production.
First, we have production softwares and DJing softwares. I start with the most known Rekordbox. Every DJ that use Pioneer use it. You also have Traktor, Serato. It's the same thing. Rekordbox handling is pretty easy. For prod softwares, it's pretty hard. Ableton is so complicated.
Mais sinon, la prise en main était plutôt facile, en tout cas pour les logiciels de DJing. Pour les logiciels de production, c'était une autre histoire. J'ai découvert ça il y a 3 mois déjà à Ableton. C'est une autre histoire. Maintenant, ça va, mais c'est quand même plus long à mettre en place.
Did you have a compositor or DJ model in Caen?
Alors, je dirais pas de modèle à proprement parler, mais comme je parlais au début du club L'Icône et de l'artiste que j'avais vu là-bas...
I can say that I have a model. But if I had to choose one, I think that Raito surprised me when I saw him in L'Icône. It was so groovy and new for me to hear that. Also, if I had to choose a producer from Caen, I would say Heaven from Scenery.
Musique électro, et il s'appelait Raito, et je crois que c'était Washing Machine, le crew à l'époque qui l'avait invité. Et sinon, en compositeur que j'aime beaucoup parce que j'adore sa vibe, c'est Heaven qui faisait partie de Scenery. Et juste ce... C'est un producteur de renom, quoi. Genre, il fait que ça, de toute façon, de sa vie. Donc.
Oh, Avon, he said that at Caen, there is a generation of Nordic Impact children. Do you consider yourself as a Nordic Impact child?
Bah, je pense pouvoir me considérer comme une enfant de Nordic Impact parce que ça a fait partie.
I think that I am a Nordic Impact child. Nordic Impact had a real impact in my city and on me too.
Ça date de 2018-2019. Donc, ouais, je pense pouvoir me considérer comme une enfant de Nordic Impact.
If you could have composed a very popular track, which one could it be?
Alors ça, c'était la question à 1 million. quel morceau ce serait
It's the 1 million euros question.
En vrai, si on part dans les classiques qui, moi, m'ont bercé depuis que je fais de la musique, ce serait... merde, comment il s'appelle ? Gypsy Woman, voilà.
So, if we talk about classics... I would say Gypsy Woman,
ça.
She's Homeless.
Donc, celle de Gypsy Woman, du coup, ça serait, je pense, si on part dans les classiques et que je rêverais de pouvoir produire aussi bien et que d'avoir un son aussi intemporel que ça, ce serait ça.
It is quite common to associate a music style with a color. If your music style could be a color, which one would it be?
Eh ben, vu que ma musique est plutôt chaleureuse et joyeuse et... Et elle peut parfois avoir des côtés sombres, je dirais un beau jaune.
My music is warm, happy, and sometimes dark. I would say electric yellow, combined to warm orange. Weird, I know.
Très bizarre, très lunaire.
Did you encounter some hurdles to evolve in the music industry?
J'ai rencontré des difficultés, je pense un peu comme tout le monde, mais surtout quand on est artiste débutant. C'est-à-dire qu'il n'y a même pas le côté amateur, parce qu'on ne pense même pas en faire son taf ou quoi au tout départ. Enfin, en tout cas, moi, au tout départ, je ne comptais pas en faire mon taf.
I had troubles as everyone in the artistic sphere, I think. At first, I didn't want to make it my job, but the fame pushed me to believe in me.
On peut avoir aussi le côté humain qui commence un peu à se perdre aussi entre les gens.
And at this moment, you feel unsafe because of the competition between people. Sometimes bars and clubs forget that you need money. It's a job, a real job.
Tu veux jouer dans des bars ou dans des clubs, ils disent bah non, ou sinon bah désolé, on n'a pas d'argent. Bah ouais, mais moi sinon je vis comment? Et c'est vrai que quand t'as beaucoup de bâches comme ça, en fait tu te dis que bah vas-y, je vais arrêter là parce que en fait ça sert à rien, c'est pas fait pour moi, tu vois. Mais ce genre d'obstacle, ça peut se surmonter comme pas du tout. Mais c'est pas le pire que tu peux rencontrer, quoi. J'ai pas rencontré des gros obstacles, mm-hmm. en soi.
And how did you overcome this hurdles?
Comment j'ai surmonté ça? En fait, en rencontrant des gens que j'ai pu rencontrer. J'ai eu de la chance d'avoir rarement rencontré de mauvaises personnes.
I overcame this by meeting good people who push me positively. My family helps me a lot too. It was complicated, but it helped.
Et les obstacles, en fait, je les ai surmontés comme ça, puis avec ma famille aussi qui me soutient quand même un peu derrière. Bon, ça a été compliqué, mais elle me soutient quand même. Mais le fait d'avoir rencontré les bonnes personnes, c'est ce qui m'a permis, en fait, de me dire de continuer et de pas lâcher, en fait, malgré les obstacles que j'ai pu avoir.
You evolve in a local crew, which is No One Like Us. Can you talk about this collective?
Eh ben, le collectif No One Like Us, du coup, est né en 2019, je crois. Et j'ai débarqué dans ce crew-là, en fait, au tout début, quand il s'est créé.
No One Like Us was born in 2019. We are now about 12 DJs in here. This crew organized parties in Caen, but recently we play in Paris at La Java. It's an eclectic music crew.
Principalement des soirées à Caen, dans les bars, dans les clubs, etc. Là, on avance dans des projets un peu plus gros. On a fait une date à Paris là récemment. Et puis voilà. Bon, en tout cas, c'est un crew plutôt éclectique dans les musiques électroniques.
When you success to make your mark in local, is it hard to success to go abroad and keep on spreading your music to unfamiliar publics?
En fait, le plus compliqué, c'est pas de sortir de sa zone de confort, parce qu'en soi, quand tu fais de la musique, tu sors forcément de ta zone de confort. Donc, en fait, le plus dur, c'est que quand tu joues en local...
The most complicated local, is to play cool, everywhere you want to. When you play in your city, it's comfortable. Music is a universal language. En fait, if people like it, great. But if they don't, it doesn't matter.
Mais le plus dur, c'est pas tant d'aller ailleurs, c'est de pouvoir y aller. Et en fait, c'est ça, je trouve, le plus compliqué, parce qu'en soi, d'aller découvrir d'autres publics, comme récemment à Cognac et là à Paris, c'est pas compliqué de se faire entendre par sa musique, parce que c'est un langage tellement universel que, en fait, c'est soit ils aiment ta musique, soit ils l'aiment pas, quoi.
In which European capital do you dream to perform on stage?
À Londres. Fort, parce que la musique que je fais, c'est principalement de la bass music, et que c'est le terreau fertile de la bass music, et que tous les gros artistes que je rêverais de voir et que je joue sont là-bas. Donc je veux jouer à Londres.
My dream place as a DJ is London, because the music I play is from this city, like bass music or garage music.
C'est une grosse artiste UK garage, breakbeat, etc. Mandy Dexroux, c'est plus drum and bass. Et UK aussi.
My favorite artists come from this city, like Mandy Dextrose, Cheryl and Malgrab.
Par exemple, c'est les trois artistes que je peux avoir en exemple là que je joue et que j'écoute.
Thank you very much, Esperenes.
Et merci à toi.
To be aware of Esperenes news, follow her on Instagram, Esperenes, S-P-R-N-S music. She will have an announcement for you in the next month. I'll let you with an extract of one of her DJ show. Listen to her. It's Esperenes in Indire. We'll be right back. extract of what Esperanes can play in live. You have to know that Esperanes plays also as a DJ with a singer named Marla Wallace. Esperanes doesn't compose a production, but the two girls share the stage together. Let's listen to Marla Wallace with her song Hello.
Hello, 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 hello.
This is me, how I feel, how I be, or just this is real. Now I hear, but I came from hell, my head bleeding in a wheelchair. Sometimes I cry, sometimes I sink, my tail will dry like the ink on my shit. One step to right, all I show is my pride, but it still hurt inside and I can't lock my mind. All day long I'm impressed, even it gets stronger, I do my best. I sit and I breathe, I blow all my fears, yeah. This is my grief of the old me until. Pack all my shit for a future more clever. Rule by the sun and town, I feel better. Do my shit, take my time, walk on me, it's my great design. I know this path is holy, hard to find, yeah.
It was an extract of Marla Wallace with her track Hello. And to finish this 124th edition of Indire, I want to introduce you Maddy Street, who is an artist that everyone has heard about here in Normandy. In fact, the artist performs on one of the biggest regional stages few weeks ago for the very popular festival named Beauregard. You have to know this artist, so I let you with Shrek is a Lesbian, his last single.
Shrek is a lesbian.
It was Anaëlle from Radio Phoenix in France. It was a real pleasure to be your host for Indire. Hope you discovered some great artists to add to your playlist. See you.
Real smooth, Shrek.
Shrek is a lesbian.
Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu.